AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI is investigating the shooting deaths of 14 people in San Bernardino, California, as a terror attack. Ed Donahue has more.
FBI Director James Comey says the focus is on the shooters, Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell.
Comey hopes some cell phones will explain why this all happened.
This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us.
The Islamic State Group affiliated news agency says the San Bernardino shooters were supporters, but it stopped short of claiming responsibility for the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The couple's landlord, Doyle Miller, insists he did not invite reporters and photographers into their rented townhouse.
I opened the door and they forced their way in.
The bizarre scene carried live by TV networks after the FBI and other law enforcement conducted their own search. Redlands Police Chief Mark Garcia says the home was sealed after the media left to protect its contents.
Even though they were criminals and did these acts, still legally, they have right to, the family has right to that property. And so we can't just open it up for anyone to go in and try to take those things as souvenirs or something.
About 160 skilled maintenance workers, a little more than 10% of the total workforce, have voted to be represented by the UAW at Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee assembly plant. The AP's Eric Schelzig reports.
Skilled trade workers there have voted 108-44 to be represented by the union. It marks the first time that the UAW has won a union election at a foreign automaker in the South.
Earlier, in a previous vote, a majority of the 1,400 workers at the VW plant rejected the UAW. This is AP Radio News. Following the attacks in Paris and California, New York City is ramping up its security efforts.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not tolerate retaliation in the wake of terrorist attacks.
We are here to say that with every tool we have as a city and with all of the capacity of the greatest police department on earth, we will protect this community.
New York City has increased its presence in Muslim neighborhoods, sending staffers to visit mosques and meet with imams and worshipers. Police officials have briefed community leaders on new counterterrorism procedures. I'm Ross Simpson.
Major League Baseball, Zach Greinke shuns the Dodgers and the Giants, top for a six-year, $206 million contract with the Diamondbacks. 32-year-old Greinke, who finished as runner-up in this year's National League Cy Young race, gave up the last 3 years of a six-year deal with the Dodgers to go with Arizona. I'm Tim McGuire.